Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and happy Monday. I'm so excited to be here today, and I have a couple of announcements before I get into the show part of the show. So today is Monday, November 25th, and here in America, that means this is the week of Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody who celebrates Thanksgiving. Next Monday, which I believe is December 2nd, yes, I will not be doing the show. I'm taking a little bit of a vacation. So the following Monday, though, I will be back with Messages from Above. And on the following Tuesday, I will be doing Psychic Medium Tony G on WSCS. So I have those two shows coming up the second week in December, but next Monday, a little bit of a break. Now, today I'll be taking callers, and I will be hopefully answering questions and or connecting you with loved ones on the other side. I'm going to go to the very, 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 the very first caller. And the very first caller is 216. Hello, 216.
Hello.
How are you today? Hi.
Wonderful.
What's your
How
name?
Are you today? My name
Excellent.
Is Sharon.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Excellent. So how can I help you today?
Well, my employment ended. It's 3 weeks. I'm going on my third week, but I'm already getting responses from my resumes for jobs. Now, today I just got a follow-up for another interview. This is the company I really, really would love to have. Do I have a good chance of getting this, or what do you see me giving an offer?
Yeah,
you
have a really good this is a good opportunity. You have a good shot at it.
It's just, you know what it is? This is going to be my second phone interview this Thursday. I haven't even gotten into the company for an interview. It takes so many interviews. I know, and I shouldn't be frustrated. I should be grateful. But do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like in January you're going to know. I feel like, and I feel like because of the holidays, it's going to make this process take just a little bit longer. But I do feel like by January, you're going to know. I feel like the second week of December is going to be a really big week for you. As far as all of this information goes, I feel like you'll get some.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like between the 9th and the 20th, I just want to say between the 9th and the 20th, you're going to get some finality or some final answers that are going to tell you where you're going to land in the new year. Even if all the paperwork isn't done at this point, you're definitely going to be in a position where you're going to know where you're going to be when the new year starts. Now, you know, looking for, looking for a position at this time of the year in the States is a little bit hairy just because there is so much going on, people taking vacation time, people having companies, you know, not wanting to unless they have a necessity at that point, they're not moving as quickly. Processes aren't going as quickly as they normally would.
Do you feel it's one of the companies I've already applied for then, or could be something else not even on my radar?
There's another company coming in, and you're going to have a choice. I feel like you will have it in the end, depending on how far or how long this plays out, depending on your choices. In the end, you'll have a choice between three companies. You can't go wrong with any of the companies. I feel like there's a company that has not come in yet that you're going to find out about. You could find out as early as tomorrow I feel like it could be this week, if not this week, early next week, and you're going to be ecstatic about this company. So whoever is coming in, the next company, I feel like it should be the next company that comes in. That's a good company. Because I feel like you're going to get a couple responses, but the one that you're like the most excited about, put all your energy into it and watch what happens from there. I feel like there's something that has not, either you hear about it tomorrow or you get a response back. No, you don't even know about this place yet. So you probably hear about it this week sometime. And in hearing about it, this week sometime, you are going to be ecstatic. You're going to be like, oh, the other two, I thought they were good, but this is the real deal. This is what I really want. And sometimes, you know, that timing, that divine timing is everything. I'm not even joking about that. Sometimes things take a little bit longer so the right thing can come in for us, right? And we get so impatient. We want everything now and we want it the way we want it. And it's often funny. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a relationship, if it's a company, whatever it is. We just want it now, and we don't think, well, hey, if we can just sit back and we can relax and we can let the universe or God do its work, we're going to end up with something so much better. But then we push and we force, and then we realize.
Yeah, human nature. You're so sweet.
Oh, thank you. And we think we want this, but then when we see what else is out there, we're like, but wait a minute, now I'm already knee deep in this. What do I do? So we just have to be patient and let you know, we are all being divinely guided. And if we can just take that breath and take that moment and not worry about what we're going to lose, but think about what else there might be to get, we will be in the best positions we could be in. So I want you to just silently, you know, or however you do it. I know you're a person of great faith. It wavers a bit here and there, but you are a person of great faith, just like, most people. And just have that knowing, that understanding that everything is coming in, everything is in your highest good. And if these things don't work out, that's because there's something better. There's always, always something better. Always. So just know this
hope
week
you feel
should.
Better.
Oh, thank you so much.
You probably have a cold.
Yeah, I think. It's not quite a cold. It's just I don't even know what it is. It's just my voice is playing tricks
that
on
was,
me.
Yeah. And what did you say about this week? I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay. This week you should hear something about the new place, but you're also going to get a response from one of the other places. It's a good thing this process is taking a bit of time because that gives this other place opportunity to come in. So patience, and peace. Bring yourself some peace. It just repeat every time you start to think about this, the message that they're giving you. Every time you start to think about this, just say, God's got this. That's my favorite line. I can't even begin to express how many times a day I use that line. God's got this. I don't need to worry about it. I am taken care of. And in that moment, you will feel this divineness come into you. And you will be so happy with the results that you get by not rushing into a decision and allowing the process to happen. All right, sweetie?
You have a wonderful holiday. Thank you so much, okay? Blessings.
Oh, you too, and you as well. And I cannot wait to hear the results of this. So please don't hesitate to call me back and let me know how all of this unfolded,
Absolutely. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you. You're so welcome. And thank you for calling in. I am going to go directly to the next caller. And the next caller is 619.
Hello.
619. Hi. How are you today?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Juliana. I'm in San Diego, California.
Awesome. Hello, Juliana. Thank you for joining the show. I'm so grateful that you called in. How can I help you today?
Oh, I was wondering if you could tell me what spirits are around me.
No. Yes, I can, but I don't work that way on the radio show. I'm sorry. Oh. Sometimes they answer quite bluntly. What I should have said this at the beginning of the show. I typically say it at the beginning of every show when you call in because my switchboard is completely full and there are people who have been waiting months to get through. I don't do a full read. You can ask one question or you can ask for one very specific connection on the show. And I will do my best.
Can I ask you if my son is around me, at least?
Love. Okay, what's your son's name?
His name is Joshua.
Just his first name, Joshua. Okay, so the first thing, Joshua, I'm seeing here, when he was a bit younger, I don't know, don't tell me yet. When he was a bit younger, did he have straighter hair? I want to make sure I'm seeing the right person. Did he have straighter hair when he was a bit younger? And it was a little bit, not long, but it wasn't like a crew cut.
Yeah,
is this,
it did.
And was his hair, when I use the term lighter, I don't mean blonde, but I mean it was not
like
chestnut
blonde.
Color. It was lighter, right?
Like brown.
Yeah.
So
I'm seeing him at a younger age, like a child's age, not toddler, but at a younger age. And I'm telling you, he's showing me this specifically because this is the image that he's showing me. It's when he was still innocent, he's saying, when I was still innocent. So the first thing he is saying, and I often, when I'm channeling a loved one, when they make these comments, I don't know what they're referring to right away. But the first thing he is saying is he's sorry. Mistake. Couldn't help it. Do these messages make sense for him?
Yes. He was in a car accident.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to keep going with his messages for you. And can I please ask? At what age did he pass? I'm I hear 16.
Okay.
I hear something else.
No.
But I want to know, because I get different ages that signify
different things.
It
was the day after he turned 29.
Okay, thank you. What happened when he was 16? Because he's saying 16, 16, 16. So either this 16 is significant for some reason for you. Either his birthday was on the 16th, he passed on the 16th, or something happened when he was 16. But he's saying the number 16, and that's relevant. He's saying it's relevant, it's relevant, it's relevant. Whatever. And sometimes when I hear an age, that's sometimes where things started. So sometimes if somebody had a habit, it started at this point.
I think maybe he started being rebellious at 16.
Thank you. And he started doing some things. He started doing some things you didn't maybe know about, and some things he shouldn't have been doing. And it escalated. So this goes back to when he showed me him as a younger boy, and he said he was still innocent there. And then he's saying 16, 16, 16. Again, he's saying mistake. And but now he's saying, let's just forget about all of that and let her know how much I love her. He's really, really sorry.
Yeah. I miss you.
He did some things he shouldn't have done. He handled things the way he shouldn't have handled them. And he was a bit, I hope you understand this the way he's saying it, but these should be confirmations for you. He was a bit stubborn and sometimes a bit of a jackass. I don't know if, when somebody passes, we don't want to think about those things and we don't want to say those things, but these are coming from his mouth as a confirmation to you for him. So
yeah.
I don't, hopefully this is not offensive to you, but he's laughing about it.
No.
He's like cracking up.
He's
up.
A jokester. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That
he could be stubborn,
like
and he could be very, very stubborn against his own good. He could be stubborn against his own good, and when he was being stubborn, he was a bit of a, we know. But most importantly, the most important thing he wants you to know right here, right now, is he never wavered in his love for you, even though he acted like he did. And he wants you to know that he is with you. He is not, he's not abandoned you or gone. You keep saying, why did you leave me? Why did you leave me? You make some statement to that effect. You're a little bit angry about this. And when I say a little, I'm being gentle. You're straight up off the chain, PO'd about this. You feel like it was a very unfair and unjust thing. You have not come to terms with it. And
you're exactly right.
Well, he's telling me this, so thank God I'm right. He is saying that you did not. You're wanting to blame. You're putting blame from here to there to there to there, and you are. Oh, give me one second here. I'm so sorry. You're putting blame. You go in your head and you go down your line of your blame game. That's perfectly normal, he is saying, but you're forgetting about the act of God. This was a mistake. It was a mistake. And he is saying that it's odd, and maybe he is intentionally using the word mistake and not accident, which is very curious to me, because if people are in a car accident, they use the word accident, but he's saying this was a mistake. This was a mistake.
Wow.
he's not saying an accident. He's saying a mistake. So I want you to think about that. This was a mistake because something, I'm so sorry.
That's
something
okay,
someplace,
honey.
Is it possible something someplace malfunctioned? Because that's the next message I'm getting. Something someplace malfunctioned. And this was a mistake, a malfunction. Now, whether this was a person that malfunctioned, or more likely a product that malfunctioned, it was a mistake, it was a mistake, it was a mistake. It's, and okay, and then now he's saying, but enough about that, enough about that. He's saying, did he, I feel like he used to like to swear a bit, because now, I just know he,
I never heard him really, but.
Maybe there is somebody else there with him that liked to swear a bit, because there are some swear words coming through. But I'm going to tell you the next thing that he wants to say, and he's going back to this. He just wants to say again that he sometimes he was a handful, and he acknowledges that. He knows he was a handful at times, but he loves you. He loved you. He hasn't left. He's not gone. He's always with you.
He was
and
popular
please,
too.
and he wants
many,
you
many
to.
Friends.
Yeah, of course. But the most important thing that he has, or a favor or a request of you, is he knows why you're hanging on to the anger. The anger helps you to cope with it, and the next step after the anger is the breakdown. And every time you start to go to the breakdown, you can't let yourself break down. But he wants you to please try to let go of the anger. And I'm gonna start some clearing work for you and anybody who's lost somebody and they have not been able to process this, because what you're really not able to. You have not processed this. You have not come. So there's a lot of grief here. So we're gonna start to clear the grief, and there's a lot of remorse. So we're gonna start to clear the remorse, and then there's so much frustration and anger and just pain with this. So we're going to clear that too.
Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. And as we clear that, how amazing is this? He must have been with me all morning, because my voice has just instantly cleared up.
It sounds like it
and
too.
Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
He must have been with me. It is. It's more than amazing. So he must have been with me since before the beginning of the show. He has been.
Oh my goodness!
Even express to everybody listening. Like, I felt this huge thing, this just lift from my head, and I'm going to tell you right now. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. He wants you to know how much he loves you and how he will be with you moving forward. He is going to stay with you, and he's going to help you through this situation. And he is absolutely going to stay with you, and you will not be left alone. You will not be left alone. There is not a time when you will be alone. He's going to take care of you now.
And he can hear when I talk to him, Mom.
Always. Every word, always. Every word, always. He has, amazingly, he has a lot of, he keeps using the word amazingly, but he has this connection to you. He feels your feelings. He hears and feels your thoughts, But he also, when you speak out loud or silently, he is getting all of it. He is, and you don't have to try so hard to convince him how much you loved him. He knows. He knows. Whoa. He knows. And that is something we do, right? When somebody passes, we feel this overwhelming need to be like, I hope you know how much I loved you. But you know what they feel? They feel that truth. And having had, you know, many near-death deaths myself, I know for a fact the moment we leave our body, we feel the love other people have and or had for us here. And we have this unique understanding of why everything happened the way it did. And we no longer have conflicts. We have no longer have conflicts within our mind, which is the biggest downfall of humanity, is internal conflicts and internal disruptions and questioning of things, where if we just accept and know and let go of all those internal things, we're in such a divine and heavenly place here on this realm. And it's very, 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 very important for us to remain in that space. He's going to try to help you. At night, I want you to simply say, Joshua, heal this. And he will move heaven and earth to heal your heart and your mind, because right now you're causing yourself an illness with this turmoil, this internal disruption that you're allowing to continue.
Yes, and I try to get rid of it, but it's just very hard. I don't know.
Sometimes we cannot do it on our own. Well, sometimes we just, you know, talking about, we think we need to discuss it, but it's not the discussion. You want an answer. You want an understanding of this. And nobody can nobody here can give you that. So at night, when at write the last words, if you have to repeat it 100 times, all they want you to say as you fall asleep is, Joshua, heal this. Heal this, heal me, and he, you are going to be amazed at what comes in, how it comes in. And I mean, anybody who has lost somebody and they're suffering, if they do this process in a very short period of time, they will have the greatest understanding. And it's not that we forget the person, we just have peace with what happened. And nobody on the other side, nobody on the other side wants to see us suffer. That is not a tribute to them, because they are in love. They are in a space of pure love. The last thing they want is to see us suffering or confused or not understanding why they are where they are. And this is the one thing they say to me all the time. When you pass, do you want people here to suffer, or do you want them to be okay? You would never want, only the ego would want somebody to suffer over our passing. And what, me personally, when I pass, I want everybody to throw a big party, forget about it the next day, and get on with their lives, because the time here is so limited. Now, I am going to tell you, he is going to help you heal this. He has been trying to help you heal this. He will bring you the understanding and show you this, not only in your dream state, but in your awake state. And he will bring you so many, many, many miraculous messages. You have to get through the grief to get the goodness. He is on a very high plane. People on a very high plane, they have to get through all of our muck to communicate with us. Put yourself on that high plane, and in our sleep state, it's the easiest, and let him help you get the answers you are seeking, but not only the answer, the understanding, and the most importantly, healing. Okay, now I have to... healing. Now, I don't forget to do this as you sleep. Now, I want to remind everybody, I'm going to keep you on as I check off. I want to remind everybody that I will not be able to do the show next week because I'm taking a bit of a vacation, but I will be back the following week, Monday and Tuesday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Many, many, many blessings to all of you. I love you with all of my heart, and I cannot wait till the next show.